On the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We still got Brush with Greatness going on. You know, what with Gilbert going to L.A. when he was 12 years old and hearing Vin Scully on the radio. So that was his brush with greatness, and now we've brought out a bunch of them. Lance had a restraining order by Hakeem Olajuwon after a couple of times. He was obsessing about Hakeem. I was behind Harry Callis in a line once. Mm-hmm. That was mine. And we had a bunch of them. We had a bunch of brushes with greatness so far this morning. So bring yours at 713-780-3776. Before we get John in here with his brush with greatness, apparently Nico Collins is having himself a nice camp. And this is here's Fan Nation Texans Daily says training camp day 4 observations. Nico Collins makes case for wide receiver 1. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
eventually, I still think the most of the targets, the nature of the route running that Nico does versus Brandon Cooks will probably get more targets this year. But eventually, maybe. And apparently there was a catch that Nico had on who was he playing against? Because they were talking about it yesterday that he just basically bodied up on the coverage. It wasn't Stingley. I think it might have been Tavier Thomas. But he bodied up on somebody. And basically Lovie Smith said, look, it was a great catch because Nico Collins is a big dude.
Was it Steven Nelson?
It was Steven Nelson. Yep. That's what it was. Yep. Yeah. He's basically too big for Steven Nelson. Do we have it, RJ?
Well, here's Lovie talking about Nico.
That's tough duty for a defensive back. Steve, you know, the one play that you're talking about, defensively, Steve Nelson is in pretty good position. But when you're, you know, 6'4", most corners are around 6 feet. That's a pretty good matchup for us. Nico Collins is an excellent football player. We expect him to make plays like that.
It'll be great if Nico does make plays like that and Nico does become a favorite target. Because let's face it, it was Brandon Cooks that... You know, and if I'm a rookie, I'm looking at the best guy. The best guy on the field last year was Brandon Cooks. There was no question about it. Nico was just a rookie. Nico now in his second year had bringing some more experience and knowledge to the field and ability. So, but if Nico Collins, if they can, what would be a really successful season for Nico Collins?
I think a really successful season. Year two as a pro would be 8 to 9 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. I don't think 1,000 yards is outrageous.
Uh-uh.
It's about, you know, you're talking whatever it is.
Especially since he's going to throw for over 3,000. Somebody's got to get those yards.
I think 1,000.
It ain't going to be the.
I think 1,000, a really successful season would be 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards and about 80 catches in that neighborhood would be. A really successful, although frankly, Nico Collins, that would be about 12, a little bit more than 12 yards a catch. I think he's got a chance to be a 14 yards per catch guy because he can get down the field more. He's got build up speed. He's actually faster than you think he's going to be. It takes him a while to get the legs going, but when he gets vertical, he can start picking up speed and then he can win the ball in the air. He's a physical guy. So I liked him. I had Nico Collins as an early second round pick coming out, but you know, he didn't play his. He opted out during COVID, so I didn't have a year to watch him. I had to go watch early Nico Collins, and then last year was a rookie year with a dysfunctional team, not just offense, but a dysfunctional team. We're hearing good. Granted, this is a time where nothing coming out is anything but good, and everyone wants it to be good. But it has to make you excited to hear about the two guys drafted in the same draft, Nico Collins and Davis Mills. Coming in together, maybe, I'm not saying it's the same, but you remember when Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin were drafted, I believe, in the same draft.
Same thing.
Where you want, I don't mean exactly the same, but you like when a quarterback comes in with a wide receiver and they click very quickly.
Yeah.
Although, we found out that Davis Mills went to Oregon with Brandon Cooks, so they could get on the same page. And Brandon Cooks
Oregon
had guys
State.
Out on the, yeah, Brandon Cooks had guys out on the water and they hung out together in an Airbnb and mostly just hung out and kind of, I don't want to say party together, they just chilled together so they could get their camaraderie up.
I don't know they did that, but right.
True story.
Yeah?
Yeah, they said that.
Oh, he went up to Oregon? Oh, really?
They went up to Oregon. Brandon Cooks took the wide receivers and Davis Mills to Oregon, got a big Airbnb.
Left Nico at home?
No, I'm sure Nico was there.
Oh, yeah.
I would have left them just in case the targets. But
yeah, right.
I want to get my targets up.
Right.
But no, I think the entire wide receiving crew and Davis Mills all stayed together in an Airbnb and just hung out, and it was just a bonding experience.
That's great.
Yeah, they talked about it a couple days
ago. Kyle Allen get to go?
I don't know if Kyle got to go. I'll have to check and see if
Kyle's like, hey.
I mean, why not? Backup quarterbacks can also throw passes to guys.
Did Anthony Auclair go?
No, I don't think.
Tight ends?
I don't think tight ends
Brevin
got invited.
Get to go?
Tight ends are somewhere between receivers and offensive line. Like, you're more offensive line.
The Farrell? Because he's going to, you know, he's going to be all pro this year.
Said that's that. What he said.
Yeah. 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys, on the other side, Brush with Greatness right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kenny was asking about, do you have a promo code for Simple Seats? Or is just
Lance 10.
Lance 10.
Lance 10. It's $10 off of
See, Kenny? There it is.
Yeah, Kenny, it's $10 off your first order of 50. They don't do Space Cowboys games, but they will do Astros games. And I've had so many people reach out, what's the name of the ticket place again? What's the name of the ticket place? And that's fine. If you don't remember it, that's fine. I'll continue to tell you on social media and the direct messages. It is Lance 10. That's $10 off of your first order of $50 or more. You can go get your tickets right now at SimpleSeats.com. That's SimpleSeats.com. They've got tickets to the Astros against the Red Sox. They've got tickets to any games. Right now, the Red Sox game today, the afternoon game, $17 is the starting rate. If you want to wait until the 9th and 10th, you've got $17 and $15 is the starting rate against the Rangers. But yes, the Red Sox tickets are available. And the great thing is you can get your tickets there in whatever section you're looking for. Here's an example, $65 in section 109 down the third baseline. You can get it on the lower bowl, $65 for those tickets. If I were to click it right there, I'm going to get two tickets. I hit checkout, and what does it say? Oh, looky here. My total price is $140.73. The only thing I got charged for was $10.73 for sales tax. Delivery fees, none. Service fees, none. Whatever other fees they have. Convenience fees, they don't have fees. They only have tickets at great prices. Great tickets, great prices, no fees. SimpleSeats.com, promo code Lance10.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 917, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Brush with Greatness. For those of you that missed it, Gilbert called 7 o'clock this morning to talk about his brush with greatness with Vin Scully. And he went, as a 12-year-old, he flew to L.A. for a wedding and heard Vin Scully on the radio. So that was his brush with greatness, and ever since we've been sharing our brushes with greatness. John is here to share his. Hey, John.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call in, but you had Phil Garner in, so I decided to do my brush with greatness. I guess it was the early to mid-80s when Garner was a player for them. Me and my buddy, my best friend, would go up to the stadium and camp out all day for autographs. We were out by the Astros parking lot one day. Me, my best friend, my grandmother, and Phil Garner rolls in with his son. He gets out. He comes over to give us some autographs. And his son was in Little League at the time and selling baseball candy. So we ended up getting Phil Garner's autograph, and we also bought some baseball candy from his son. And that's my brush with greatness.
That is great.
Baseball candy is like, man, I used to love chocolate almond, like the chocolate bars with the almonds. So I was supposed to be selling it. Instead,
eat it.
I ate like 10 of them, and I told my mom, I don't know at the time if it was a dollar a bar, maybe 50 cents a bar, I don't know. But I told my mom, hey, you're going to have to give me some money for this. I ate 10 candy bars. She was not happy about that. I did the same thing to the M&Ms we were supposed to sell. And I ordered like 15 Cesar Cedeno baseball cards back when you could do COD. Kids, there used to be something called CODs, which was cash on delivery, where you would order it. And I don't even know how this would work, John. The mailman was supposed to pick up your cash and get it back to the company? I mean, do you remember CODs, people?
Yeah.
A lot of times if you bought albums or whatever, I bought baseball cards.
Well, the Columbia Record Club,
yeah,
that was a different deal.
I bought Cesar Cedeno baseball cards, COD. So the guy knocks on the door, and they deliver. I'm supposed to pick up whatever it was, probably like $7.40 or whatever. And my mom said, what? I said, oh, I ordered something. Do you have any money for this? Baseball cards? Pissed again that I just ordered some baseball cards.
Well, you were a bad kid.
I did whatever I wanted. Just, and then I usually did it when Larry was out of town. I didn't want that heat.
It's traveled with you well.
I didn't want that heat.
Ever since. Marvin has a brush with greatness. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's probably been one of the brushes I dreamed come true. Before I became an officer, I was working for a financial firm, and a friend of mine named Mike used to give me a hard time when I was a big Lakers fan. And I'm talking about the, you know, Magic, James Worthy, Kareem days. And he walks by my desk one day. Now, we're 5 years deep into, you know, me working there. And he goes, well, yeah, because I grew up with Magic. And I'm like, man, get out of here. He goes, no, I really did. I said, they're in town tonight to play the Rockets. He goes, did you find out where you're staying? I said, yeah, I got no problem. Find out where you're staying. We call the hotel. They answers. And he goes, hey, let me talk to Irvin Jr. And she's like, can I tell him this call? He's like, yeah, just tell him Tripp's on the phone. And all of a sudden, she comes back and you hear, sir, I'll put your phone call through now. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm about to end. And he's like, hey. And he's like, hello? You knew that voice from anywhere. And he's like, hey, man, I got probably one of your biggest fans in the world. Stand right next to me. And he says, say hi. And I turn into Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. And I couldn't really get anything out. But next thing you know, he needs a ticket for a real call. He autographs a picture of me after the game. And I've had dinner and everything. And that's probably my biggest brush with greatness. But
that's pretty cool.
I was working the street last night. And,
we got to hang up on you because you're a Laker fan. Bye.
That was a great story.
Beat it, Laker fan. Beat it.
You didn't take anything.
Any Laker fan is not welcome here.
Wow. Oh, wow.
RJ just got up and left. Left.
John, we got to be able to get out of the show.
No. Okay. No. What? You know what? We will just keep going. We don't have to take breaks. We don't have to hand it off to Vanessa and Gallant. We will just keep going now. Beat it, Laker.
He just told RJ, no Laker fans are welcome.
Jeff is here. What's your brush with greatness, Jeff?
Oh, man, I was about 10 years old, and they used to open the back door to the old Yankee Stadium to the bullpen, and the kids would come in and catch. So I got autographs. We got to catch the balls all summer long in 1961. And so I got to meet Maris, Maddle, Yogi Berra, Elston Howard, Brian Whitey Ford, Casey Stengel. It was great.
You met all those guys?
Wow.
I met all. Met them all.
All right, beat it, Yankee fan.
I'm old.
we don't need none of you.
He just kicked off. John, that's
Yankee. We don't need no Yankee fans here.
That's Whitey Ford. That's Casey Stengel. I mean, we're talking about.
How old is Jeff?
Jeff said he's old. Jeff didn't sound super old.
He didn't sound. No, he sounded great. Something
fake.
What?
You just told him, beat it, Yankee fan.
He's a Yankee fan.
He couldn't get his brush great.
Wow. We don't need Laker fan or Yankee fan around here.
Laker
no more.
Fans and Yankee fans have been kicked off.
Yeah. Well, okay. In Houston, is that what we need? Lakers? Mm-hmm. Yankees? No. Mm-hmm. Don't need none of that. Beat it. No, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Good story. Man, beating Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle and all those guys.
Yeah, see? I was one time, I was a kid, and I met the Babe. I met Babe Ruth, see? And I met the Babe, and we was showing us how to throw curveballs. All right? He threw curveballs with his mitt, in his catcher's mitt, in his pitcher's mitt he had. And me and Babe would go out there and we had ice, we had water ices in Philadelphia together.
No, that didn't actually happen.
No, none of that happened. Hey, guys, I just had a brush with greatness. I heard Phil Garner on the radio.
It's not a brush with greatness.
That is a brush with greatness.
Not a brush with greatness.
Yeah. Chew 1900 said, yeah, I had a brush with greatness. Heard Phil Garner on the radio.
By the way, do you care about, did you see that Will Smith came out and not the left-hand, burly left-hand pitcher that we just picked up for Jake Odorizzi?
Okay.
Not for complaining, Jake. No, not that one. The one who slapped Chris Rock. Did you see he came out and he made kind of an apology, but it was kind of like, I'm working through apologizing without being ashamed. Like, okay, whatever.
What?
Will's so self-important now.
What?
And he is the stupidest thing. And Chris Rock's like, yeah, I don't. He said, I've reached out and Chris's people said he's just not ready to talk yet. But, you know, so it was his own. Will was breaking the silence. And Chris Rock said, yeah, I'm not interested. And I'm not going to play the victim because that, you know, because that's, or he basically made a comment about not playing a victim. I don't know if he was talking about Chris Rock, about Will Smith with his whole thing, or he just said, I got other things to do. He goes, the day after I got slapped, I went back to work. I got kids. I got, you know, I got a job to do. So I got right back to it.
Why did it take Will Smith this long? And but
who knows?
Will, hey, why didn't you apologize right away?
Will had to tell you how he's working on himself.
Apparently,
and all
the questions
nonsense.
Were, "Hey, did Jada tell you to go hit him?" Or
yeah, no. Ugh. Yeah, did Jada say something after she rolled her eye? He was supposedly answering three different questions or whatever. Like, would you go meet with Will? I mean, I would say, bleep off. I'm not meeting you, Will Smith. I'm not trying to bless you with forgiveness. No. You can just wear this for as long as you need to.
Yeah.
No.
That's
Will,
all.
Well, I'm doing my best to work on me. I need some time to work on myself and some of my... Great. Do it without putting it on Instagram. Do it without putting it on TikTok. Go work on yourself. Go get on your red table with your wife and let her say stuff that you wish wouldn't be made public. But leave me... That's what I, if I'm Chris Rock, I'm like, leave me out of it.
Yeah. Go work yourself.
My name's Paul, and that's between y'all. No, actually, your name is Bennett, and you are actually in it because I slapped you.
Yes, you're all in it.
Then you need to ABC your way out of this conversation. You could use all of those at one time.
Any more corny little sayings that you
nah,
got?
That's it. That's the only three I know.
All right. 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, you got the sign. Let's hear. I want to hear Will Smith explain it. You got some explaining to do, Will Smith.
Here is Will.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
So cool. That was an apology.
Great. Somebody's going to have to tell me about grown-ass men who have to get out there and put their business on social media when it pertains to a one-on-one conversation. Like, I didn't like it when LeBron tried to blast Kevin Love with sub-tweeting and this, that, and the other. If you got something to say to it, that was a teammate.
Well, but
you
he,
can go to a teammate.
Yeah, but
and
he
talk
did call
him.
Chris Rock, apparently.
What I'm telling
Chris
you,
Chris Rock wasn't
why
ready.
So he needs to tell. And I'm saying this to you, Chris Rock.
But he called Chris Rock, and he won't take his calls.
Why you got to tell Chris Rock again on this video?
Well, but he's telling Chris Rock because the only way to get to Chris Rock is
you can text Chris Rock. It does. We don't all need to know everything.
Oh, is a text? Is that personal? Is that a personal appeal?
He just got let off.
I felt it in Will Smith's voice right there.
Phony pony.
No,
I don't care.
You think that was Raheel apologizing?
He's so phony. I used to like Will Smith. Will Smith is so phony. No, he's got to go on a video to show everyone how remorseful he is. And like, you're a grown ass man. Text him. And if he leaves you on red, too bad. You can wait until you get another shot. Try to do it old school. Go through an intermediary, a third party. He did say that Tony Rock, Chris's brother, like they were good friends. And now that is that whole relationship. Chris Rock was Will Smith was so foggy. He was so foggy that he's saying getting jiggy with it five times at the post party. Somebody showed video of him dancing and having a great time at the post party. They're like, yeah, he doesn't look that foggy here. It looks like the fog is completely cleared out. Looks like everything's good. That's something having nothing to do with sports. I'm just, it's funny to me that Will's got to go public and try to do this, that, and the other. No, it's a wrap. You're just going to have to wear this one for your career now. That's it. And Chris Rock's not trying to help you out.
No.
I promise you.
All right.
You don't slap another grown man on TV and have him let me help you try to get your career back. Let me help you out.
Oh, his nope. Career. I don't think Will Smith's career is going to suffer. Will Smith.
Oh, you think he's going to get cast a lot?
He does most of his own stuff.
Let me tell you something.
People, he produces most of his own stuff.
Eric told me this. People in Hollywood are horrified. Him getting cast in other things or working as a producer to get things, he said, is going to be a lot harder for him right now.
We'll see.
In Hollywood.
We'll see.
Not that he needs it.
No.
I'm sure he's doing fine. But I don't know that he's going to be same Will Smith from now on.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some siding here and now.
Well, so if you're talking about siding, you've got to be talking about Allstate Windows and Siding, the generation, four generations of family members have run that, and that matters to me because if it's four generations, it's so important to them that everything is right, that the workmanship, whether it's taking the windows out carefully and keeping the job site clean, getting the install done efficiently and quickly for you. It's important to them as well. They do window jobs. They do siding jobs. They've got right now 33% off of your windows. This is the summer special that they are offering. 33% off windows, $3,000 off of complete siding jobs. You have to give them a call, though. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936. Remember, new windows that are double pane, double strength, made here in Texas that they use with Allstate Windows and Siding, they can lower energy bills by as much as 40%. High energy bills, the number one culprit is going to be, inefficiencies, and the windows are the number one culprit of all the inefficiencies. Get the new windows and watch the energy bill lower for you. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com, 832-204-1936.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I've got a brush with greatness going on right now. I went to Chastain yesterday and picked up the Lightning, the F-150 Lightning. Holy crap. It is cool. It is fast, bro. It is fast.
You speeding around in their cars?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Mm. Don't tell Patrick. Mm. All right?
You just did. You self-snitched.
Oh, it's all right. He ain't listening right now. He's busy in meetings. He's got meetings. He's a businessman. He ain't about...
What can you tell? What's different about it?
Holy crap. Dude. Well, first of all, you turn it on and nothing.
You don't hear it, yeah.
Nothing.
It's quiet.
It just says ready on the dashboard, so you know, and then you put in gear and you go.
You drive it the same way?
You've driven a fast golf cart before, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, except it's 10 tons, okay? Yeah. But you're barely touching it and you're going 70. You're barely touching it, the gas. It's not even the gas. It's the pedal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just, there's no gears.
Does it feel like driving like a golf cart?
It feels like it's the same kind of no.
Does it feel different?
It feels a little different. Not much. But it is, holy crap. It's got some power now.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, I got you get to they say 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
Are you gonna have to charge it up?
No. I'm just not gonna have it long enough. Just a couple days.
How long does it go?
260 miles. So
look out, Wendy's gonna get a charging station put in at your house. Wait, you don't have to have it. I think you can just plug those into the walls?
Yeah, no, you need to charge it. You need
a special type.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they gotta come and install that. But it is really cool. Really. Uh-oh, PD's got a brush with greatness. This is going to be good.
Who knows?
But Shane is first. Shane, what's your brush with greatness?
So when I was about 5 years old, my mom was a school nurse in Bryan, Texas. And I was sick one day, so I had to go to work with her to stay in the nurse's clinic. And I'm laying in this little room with these cots, and in walks the giant mammoth of a man that was Ty Warren. And I slept on a cot next to Ty Warren when he was right before he went to A&M for about an hour.
Hmm.
That's a brush.
That is a brush.
That's a brush.
Ty Warren, big dude. Big dude. And you just got to sleep on a cot next to him when you were 5 years old. That is special. That is special. Not as good as Gilbert's. Not as good. Gilbert wins the brush with greatness. When he was 12 years old, he went to L.A. and he got in a car and Vin Scully was on the radio. So it doesn't get any better than that. PD, you got a brush with greatness?
Yeah, I got one, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I went on this date once with this lady, and her name is Janet Mason, and you can Google her. Well, I didn't know, but she roofied me. You know what that is?
Yeah, we know what roofies are.
Do you know what that is?
We saw The Hangover.
I got roofied.
You got roofied by Janet Mason.
Ooh, she had an obituary, too.
She's a porn star?
Oh, my goodness. I can't look at Janet Mason's...
Janet Mason is a porn
star? Hold on a second, PD. Why would... Don't hang up. Why would a porn star from the past, by the way, she... I think she died.
She's dead, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't read some of her movie, her greatest hits. I can't read some of her greatest hits. She did things.
I didn't know she died, but it was about 20 years ago.
And why would she have to roofie PD? Tell us how this story went down. Even though I don't know if I believe it, but I'm curious. I can't keep searching Janet Mason. This is an NFL computer.
She wanted me to co-star in a movie.
PD.
PD, stop it.
PD, why would she roofie you for that?
That's how they hook you. And then they get you on film, and then it's like a blackmail deal, and then you're stuck in that business. That's what happened to her. And she was trying to pass it on to me.
So she, hold on, I want to make sure I'm right on this. So she was trying to roofie you. Which knocks you out, which knocks you, oh, she did roofie you, which knocks you unconscious, by the way. You're not able to do things. Yeah. So what would the point of that, how would she have been able to ensnare you into the porn game, PD? How would that have happened just because she roofied you?
Okay, she didn't give me the roofie at the very beginning. We were doing other things, and then I got roofied.
Oh.
And it was like in that interim, before I was completely, I wasn't really passed out, I was incapacitated.
And then she was still, and she was doing stuff?
Well, we weren't doing good stuff. We were doing just little things.
All right.
And then the light came on, and, you know, there was other people around. I was like, ooh, wow, this is kind
of
crazy.
All of a sudden you're in a movie? Okay, she roofied you, and all of a sudden you're in a movie on a movie set.
Were you in a movie though, PD?
Yeah, I've been in, before that. I was in movies, but not with the likes of Janet Mason.
What movies were you in?
Yeah, we got to. What are the titles?
You said before that you were in movies. What movie? What kind of movies were you in?
Home movies, dude, and other kinds. The kind that you get like a little. They pay you a stipend check every, depending on how many people watch it.
Were you an, you were an extra?
Yeah.
You weren't a fluffer.
Okay.
No, okay. No, no.
Okay. Hang up, Jose. Hang up. See, we went too far. See, it can go too far with John. What happens, RJ, I just need you to know this because you signed up for this. What can happen
if
with John
extra.
Is everything can go fine, and then all of a sudden it's John's got his electric truck and he's hitting the gas or whatever it is. He's hitting the energy, the electricity, whatever.
Just ask the question.
He's 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. That can happen. that can happen. But, RJ, that's going to happen from time to time.
Just
and sometimes you're going to have tough
just
choices.
Just a simple question.
Sometimes
what
you're going to have tough choices.
As an extra?
You're going to say, should I dump one of the hosts? It's going to be a question that goes through your mind. Usually the answer is no, but it's going. This isn't the first time you're going to have to think that
just
out loud.
Just ask a question. That's all. Let's get Jimmy in here before we take our final break. What's up, Jimmy?
How you guys doing?
Good.
James Glick wanted me to call you guys and tell him about his brush with greatness.
Who?
James Glick?
Yes.
Oh, what was James Glick's
brush with greatness?
Yeah, what was his brush with greatness?
He had a major for 2 years in a row. He's had a brush with greatness. He almost acquired big-time players instead of shopping in the bargain bin.
He did actually talk about great players, but
he didn't actually get any.
You don't know that he didn't call an agent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a brush with greatness. Instead, he got a brush with bargains.
He talked about Shohei Ohtani.
I like how y'all bought into that stuff. All y'all fools.
This is the year. James is serious about this now. James Glick getting ready to change the league. Y'all better stand back. Did you hear? They have been the most aggressive. But guess who said that? Buster Olney. They've been the most aggressive. They're looking at Wilson Contreras. They're looking at Castillo. They're looking at Josh Bell. Any day now.
Can you show me where your clearance rack is? Okay, let me see what I got here. Oh, I've got an expiring contract with Christian Vasquez.
That is.
I'll be taking this.
That's ugly.
Nordstrom Rack.
Mancini's not a clearance sale.
Let me see, Trey Mancini.
Vasquez, ring. Ring. Fourth most starts for a catcher in Boston Red Sox history.
Mancini. Here's a little something from the discount pile here. And what else? Oh, Will Smith is on deep clearance.
Well, Will Smith
I'll be
was
taking
definitely
this.
On the clearance rack. There's no question.
He went clearance rack. He didn't go.
No.
And by the way, I'm fine with it. I joke because I love. I will say, I'm not sure that James Glick is your wartime consigliere. I just watched Godfather with Alec, my son. He needed to see it after watching The Offer. I'm not sure. Jeff Leno was barely a wartime consigliere. He had to be helped out by Jim Crane a little bit. I definitely do not believe that James Glick is a wartime consigliere.
No.
Based on what he's done.
No, they had to get.
And his attitude.
Sorry, they had to move him. No, he can't be a wartime consigliere. There's no question. All right, 945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's take a quick one. News of the Weird coming your way next, but first, a little tequila.
Maestro Nobel. It was just an hour ago I was telling you about Maestro Nobel. And look, I'm gonna be very specific here. Let's talk about margaritas. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about margaritas. There is a big difference. You all have a Tex-Mex place you go where you love their margaritas. You've had other places that you don't like them, whether they're frozen, whether they're rocks. Yes, the differences in terms of how much this you use versus how much this and the balance of it, yeah, that matters. But also the tequila brand matters a great deal as well. If you have a palate for margaritas, if that's your thing, it's because you have a palate for tequila. And the Maestro Nobel Silver is going to make a delicious margarita for you. But I want to make sure that you know about the Jumito, which is their smoked silver, because that's going to add a little extra kick in your margarita. And if you want to take it to another level, you could try out the Cristalino with your margarita. But I think you can just stick with your silver or your smoked silver. And when you have Maestro Nobel with 100% pure agave being used, you're going to find that your margarita is a top-shelf margarita every single time out, whether it's rocks or frozen. My people over at Maestro Nobel are hooking you up with great tequilas. Wherever fine liquor is sold, you can find your friends over at Maestro Nobel. And if your favorite Tex-Mex restaurant doesn't carry Maestro Nobel, make sure that you demand it by name, Maestro Nobel.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question. How'd you like to pick up $78,000? $78,000.
Pick it up?
Yeah. Well, there's a job
not
out
from
there.
A drop spot.
A $78,000 a year job to taste candy while sitting on your couch.
I've done this before.
I know.
And I didn't get paid anything.
You did not get paid a dime. Candy Funhouse, online retailer, is offering $78,000 a year to work from home as its chief candy officer. Leading candy board meetings. You got to lead candy board meetings. Being the head taster and all things fun. Do you want that job? Is that a job for you?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I could do that and do this at the same time.
I think so, too.
I could do my NFL this and candy eater.
Do you see this? Look at this video right here. You see this video? What is that?
What is that? Is that a bear?
That is a bear.
Is that a bear ringing a doorbell?
It's at the front door of a South Carolina home, and the bear walks up and rings the doorbell. Do you want to answer the door?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
It's a giant bear, too.
Hey, who's here? Probably Amazon delivery.
Oh,
a bear! Can you imagine opening a door
in
and
South
a bear?
Carolina, look at that. Look at that thing.
Bing bong.
Hello.
Bing bong.
Remember Landshark? Landshark.
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 Candy Graham.
Bear. Yogi. Yogi's here. Apparently, there's a new study out. Extreme heat can be dangerous for kids. New study. Experts are warning that. So, you know what? It can be. Oh, Massachusetts. Massachusetts is in the news.
Yeah, they okayed gambling, sports gambling.
And they just granted absolution to its last remaining witch.
So she doesn't get burned, so she can come out.
No, she's dead. She's been dead for hundreds of years.
Oh.
But they did say, oops, we made a mistake.
You know what? Better late than never. You know what? I have a lot of respect for a state that's willing to come out and say, you know what? Our bad. We accidentally burned the wrong witch hundreds of years ago.
Well, there are no witches. That's what we learned.
Well, okay, so Darren. So Darren, the two Darrens didn't marry. There wasn't somebody named Endora.
No.
There wasn't some. What was
Samantha.
Samantha, yeah. There wasn't Samantha.
No.
I had to think. That was my first older woman crush.
Samantha?
Actually, it may have been $6 million woman.
Mine was Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently now Georgia has ruled embryos can be listed as dependents on your tax returns. Do you wish that you lived in Georgia now so you could get tax write-offs for your embryo?
So if you're pregnant.
If you're pregnant, you have a dependent already.
Well, no. Embryos?
Yeah.
So it has to be fertilized embryos.
Well, it has to be. Yeah,
not
it
eggs.
Has to be growing in you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's now a tax write-off. I see them working. I get what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
A little financial incentive.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a tax write-off.
And what? What are you going to get?
But maybe
it is. I'm eating more now? What?
It costs you. Yeah, I mean.
Why does it cost you more? Well, you do have a dependent now.
Well, you got
to. That's a dependent.
You got to buy. Yeah, you got to buy stuff preparation for.
Right. I want to move to Georgia now.
Do you prove? It feels like that's.
If Wendy gets pregnant again, which. Good luck. The USDA will.
I feel like you jinxed it.
The USDA will no longer allow salmonella in breaded stuffed chicken. Are you disappointed that you will not be able to get salmonella now in your breaded stuffed chicken?
No, I'm good with them.
You're okay with that?
Doing that away, yeah.
Yeah.
I like those announcements. Those are the best announcements. We are not going to be serving salmonella anymore. 86 salmonella. You just say that to the back of the kitchen. They took it off.
Yeah.
So you want us to cook the chicken? Did I ever tell you about that? I went to one of our favorite burger places that we have in the state of Texas. Got a chicken sandwich and bit into it. I was like, this chicken's not even close to being cooked.
That wasn't even cooked? Oh, my goodness.
It was cooked maybe 15 seconds.
That's what happened with Starbucks.
Maybe 15
And all those people
seconds.
Got sick. Remember the violent diarrhea that people got?
I'm like spitting out, making sure I don't swallow
anything.
Why
would you go to your favorite burger place and order a chicken sandwich?
Because I was eating chicken sandwiches at that time.
I was eating
chicken sandwiches, a basic. It was just like less, you know, it was healthier than. I just had a grilled chicken sandwich. Only wasn't grilled. It wasn't hardly anything.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't my favorite salmon.
And that's the last time I got a chicken sandwich from those folks.
Oh, I would imagine. I would imagine that would be the last time. So we're done right now. The Vanessa and Gallant Show next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you all had a great day listening to Brushes with Greatness. Maybe it'll continue here on the show since Gilbert started a trend here for us. We will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. Have a great day.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.